But last night at the Wheelchair Rugby League in Townsville, I was emceeing it, and it could have caused real marital problems for me.
Marital.
I don't know why I can't say that bloody word.
It nearly caused an issue in your marriage.
So Shuey, Zach Schumacher, one of the Townsville Marlins, North Queensland Marlins, the Wheelchair Rugby League side, gave me a high five. My wedding ring went flying across Townsville RSL Stadium. Massive space. After a few minutes, one of the other guys found it for me.
Thankfully. Imagine going home without your wedding ring on.
But yeah, could you imagine that? I had a really successful night, love.
It was a good night.
Great
good
night, baby. Time. 13, 12, 16, so many calls coming through on this. So many people had worse luck than me. Tara's here. Tara, how did you actually lose your wedding ring?
I actually lost my engagement ring.
What happened?
And I was cleaning up, and I always take my jewelry off and put it on my kitchen bench. And I grabbed the bunch, went into my room, put it into my jewelry container. Mm-hmm. And the next day, I went looking for it, but I couldn't find my engagement ring. No. So,
where was it?
2 months. In a cooler bag.
So, of all places.
How did you get in the cooler bag? Did you knock it in the cooler bag in your cleaning frenzy?
So, where on the corner of my brekkie bench, I have a bag full of coolers. Uh-huh. So, when I grabbed my jewelry, it fell out of my hand and into my cooler bag.
I like that. Friends come round. Grab a cooler, an engagement ring.
Yeah, free ring in every cooler.
12, 16. Hey, who's this?
Linda.
Hey, Linda.
How have you lost your ring?
So, not my ring, but my husband's ring. Luckily, we've been married 21 years now, but 6 months after our marriage, we went camping to Crystal Creek.
Oh, God.
And his ring was a little bit loose, and I said to him before we went swimming, maybe you should take the wedding ring off. And he's like, nah, it'll be right. it wasn't. It was definitely lost. In Crystal Creek.
That is never to be found.
Never to be found again. It's probably in Hawaii by now. 13, 12, 16, who's this?
Oh, g'day, it's Trish.
Hey, Trish, have you lost your ring or was it someone else?
No, my husband. He lost it twice.
What'd he do? How'd he do it?
So we're both in the military.
Yeah.
And he went up in an aircraft, and in the cold air, the ring just fell off his finger.
Yeah.
And he heard it just hit the floor of the aircraft and fell through the floor.
Oh, God.
And then the second time he lost it, he was folding chem net, the camouflage net.
Oh, yeah.
And he didn't even know it had fallen off, and he just saw it in the sand, glimmering in the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
So he managed to get that one back, but not the one that fell from the aircraft.
That, unless it's fitted with a parachute, that's never coming back. Real quickly, who's this?
Lisa.
How'd you lose the ring, Lise?
I'm under my third engagement ring, second wedding ring, and needless to say, I don't wear them anymore. First one, diamond fell out, lost that. Second one fell on the driveway. My husband drove over them and shattered them. So... My third ones are in my jewellery box.
Yeah, so when you get to the third one, it's a cubic zirconia. It's not a diamond anymore. Yeah, you can't be trusted.
You know what it is? It's a burger ring by the third one.